Boker Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Eretz HaKedesh, is daf Nun Gimel. And this is so much fun. It's like literally getting back to that Gan Eden, that is. So you can always remember. That's where all the tzoros on this daf started, actually. What is Mitame in a mace? Well, you remember that came from Gan Eden. And we were talking about the different shiurim that apply to a nazir, which, but pashtas, at least according to our Mishnah, you know, we saw just yesterday that there was a machlokas about this, was a chatzikav of matzamot and a chatzilug of dam, as opposed to a rovakav, which is metame normally, and it would obviously be metame the nazir, but it wouldn't be megaleach aleihem, and a rovalug of dam, which again would obviously be Matami the Nazir to Mashiva and so on, but he would not be Megaleach. Halacha by Shmi Sinai, we said. Then, turns out that is not so partial. It's a machlokas. And we spoke yesterday about Shammai and the way that he's Machmir, and we found the dinim of the Shidra of Gugolet. And we found Rabbi Akiva that held Rov HaKav. In any event, today we want to sum it up, and we bring a brayta. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. The truth is that the Zekenim HaRishonim, this was a machlokas that was way back when. So that the early Zekenim had a machlokas. Miktzatan hayu omrim, chatzi kav atzamot, chatzi logdam, lokol. There's no such thing as two different shiurim. There's one shiur. The shiur is chatzi kav atzamot. The shiur is chatzi lugdam. This business of thinking that nazir is different than anything else, this is the shiur for tuma, which means that basically there was an entire group of early zakenim who were chelik on the Mishnah Neolos. The Mishnah Neolos says, b'parshas, we're talking about the things that are matame bayo. It was roiva kav atzamot. And Raiva looked down. So it turns out this is not so pashut. And Miktzatan HaYomrim, now of course there were those, and in the end, Rebbe Paskin like these, when he just made the Mishnah, Mishnah-Stam. Miktzatan HaYomrim, the truth is, you do not need a Chatzikav for anything. Rov HaTzamot, Vidam, that is one shear for all issues. Then, says Rebbe Lezer, in the end, there was a Bezdin Shalach Areyim that was Machriya, and what they said was, Chatzi Kavat Samot, V'chatzi Log, sorry, Erova, where am I? Bezdin Shalach Areyim Amru, Chatzi Kavat Samot, V'chatzi Dam is true for everything, but there's one special halacha, and that is that a chatzikav, that's good for absolutely anything. But a rova atzamot and a revi'ez dam, that is miyuchad for a shir that would be nogea, asering someone from eating truma and asering someone from eating kachim. And over there, that is what the Mishnah Neolos was referring to, which is a different approach, that we have a shir that is chomur for achilas kachim. Avlola nazir, this shiur would not be enough for Nazir to be Megaleachan, and it wouldn't even answer an Eiser Pesach. And the question of the Eiser Pesach, it's not quite sure what that is. The Pashtus is the way the Rambam learns it's talking about when normally we have this halacha that you don't actually do a Shiluach HaPesach even if you're going to be Tor on that night. You think, okay, so I'll be able to eat my Pesach, and someone else will be makrivit for it. So this is what we're talking about over here, that if the person's Yom HaShvi of Hazoya and Tefillah falls out on Erev Pesach, that then, if the original Tumah came from a Chatzi Kav or from a Chatzi Lug, so then if that's the case, because he's allowed to eat at night, so the Rabbanan were not machmer again, and they allowed him to be Shaleach, his Korban Pesach. Fine. Okay. This is, as I say, this is a big machlokas, but anyway, this is where the Rambam paskens. So now the question is, why is it that in the end we took on the halacha over here, where we're according to Rebbe Lezer, that the Bezdin Shalach Areihem, that became the standard, and that we actually view them as being a machria. In other words, the original Zikanim had a big machlokas, where we would apply, what the shir is in the din of Dam and Hatzamais. And the Bezdin Shalach Areihem, they were the ones who introduced these differences in contexts. The problem is that's not considered to be a hachra'ah, as the Gemara Michtei. The fact that the Bezdin Shalach Areihem introduced an entirely new issue, we never discussed this issue before. Nobody discussed any nafka mina between a Nais of Pesach and the question of a Nazir as being different. All they said was that there is one shear. Now look, had the original Zikanim had a machlokas about, and they would have mentioned, Chatzikav, some of the Zikanim hold, is true Bein Lenozir, or Bein Le Koldover. Fine. And the others would have said, no, actually, it's Revakov, Bein Lenozir, Bein Le Tumasayel. So then, if this Bezdin would have come along and said, well, there's actually a difference between the two. Now, that could be Ahra'ah. But since neither of the two approaches in the earlier Zakeni mentioned anything about there being a difference, the first group of Zakenim said, there's one shear. The shear is for everything. They didn't say there might be differences between Nazir or anything else. Shear is for everything. Fine. So then we are now introducing something completely new, because that's exactly what the second group of Zakenim is. The shear is for everything. If you want to come along and introduce a brand new issue, which you're going to say, well, I'll make a compromise. You know what? I'll say, we'll take the Chatzi Kav for Nazir, and we'll take the Rova Kav for everybody else. That's not a compromise. That's a completely new, ridiculous approach, which nobody holds up. Whoever said there's a difference? That is called Ahakra'ah Shlishit, meaning, instead of actually balancing between the two shitas, you introduce a third shita, which is against both shitas.
Like our first one just did.
Like what?
Like President Herzog just did, right? We're dealing with that type of issue.
Oh my gosh.
And everybody's very angry at him.
Oh my gosh. We've got a political... I must say, I did, definitely was thinking about the same thing, so I can't really fault him. So this is called Ahakra'ah Shlishit. And therefore, we don't pay any attention to it. Well, Yitzi and Ariel, it's always lovely to hear your voices. It's even better when Ariel is singing. But okay. We have to get you together over here, Ariel, with the Rebbe. You know, we could have ourselves an incredible concert. I don't know if Ariel's aware of the Rebbe's great talent. But, you know, if you look him up on the internet, you'll be blown away. Okay. Anyway, so to continue. So how in the world did Rebbe, when he was Mechaber, the Mishnah, how did he end up essentially taking on the shita of a bezet that was a hachra'ah shlishit? Answers the Gemara, he didn't. The reason that Rebbe Paskin liked the bezet in Shalach HaRayim was not because it was a hachra'ah shlishit. It was because that bezet in Shalach HaRayim were coming to say over a Kabbalah that they had, Mipi Shmua Amru, Mipi Chagai Zechariah Malachi. And that was something that was absolutely reliable on, and because of that, Rebbe included in the Mishnah. But it had nothing to do with the coincidence that it looks like Ahakra'ah. He didn't view it as Ahakra'ah. Okay, now the Mishnah, that goes through everything that we spoke about. The problem is that the Mishnah, which is really the Reish of the Mishnah, there's one Mishnah here, and that's the Mishnah that we have, which is Al-Elu HaTumot HaNazir Migal Le'ach HaLeyem. And then we have the Mishnah coming up, which is the Tumot She'ena Nazir Megaleach Aleihem. That's obviously one Mishnah. We split it up over here for convenience, so we've been learning the Reish of the Mishnah, and we're going to have to consider the implications of the Seif of the Mishnah, because it basically reverses a lot of these cases. The problem is that the Reish of the Mishnah repeats itself. Remember that the Mishnah began with the words, Elo Tumot She'Nazir Megaleach Aleihem. Tells us this whole list of tumas, and then it repeats the same words. Al elu hanazir migaleach aleihem. So how do you explain the extra al elu? I mean, basically both are extra. You don't have to introduce it. You can simply say, al A, B, C, D, hanazir migaleach. So the al elu dereisha is obviously coming to say this and nothing else. The al elu of the seifa is also coming to say this and nothing else. But what is the nothing else that the Mishnah is coming to be memayit in the Reisha and in the Seifa? So al elu the Reisha is l'mu'ute etzem kisa'ora. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we want to make it very clear that an etzem kisa'ora is not metami ba'ohel. And over there, the Nazir will be megaleach, but only al margaove al masa'o, yes. But al ahilo, no. And the al elu de b'seifa, that is coming to be memayit Evan Hasechuchit. Now, this Evan Hasechuchit is very strange, because the next Mishnah, there's a whole big sugya about avanim that are sticking out, and those avanim that are sticking out are called the praot, and the sechuchit refers to in the next Mishnah, it refers basically to tree branches. Over here, to change the word to the even, and now the even is not considered to be pro'ot that it's sticking out, but it now acts like a tree branch? Why would we change the word over here in the Gemara that is discussing that very even? So fine. Most of the Rishonim learn, what can you do? It's obviously using the same lashon in the next Mishnah of sechuchit, meaning sechach, that it covers over the Kohen as he's, or Nazir in this case, as he's walking by the Beit HaKvarot, and that may cause a Tumas Oel, because we don't know, maybe there's a mace that's buried under that particular branch, and that it now sticks out into the tree. This is why you'll note that our dear Kohen Gadol always walks on the opposite side of the street when it comes to Rechov HaGron. Doesn't want to take any chances. So that's exactly that halacha. But others say that the strange language of using sechuchit for avonim actually means that this is not talking about the word sachach. It's referring to the word for clear, zach, which is, this is like an Aramaic translation of zach, is sechacha, which of course, remember that the word socheh also means to be able to see, which means to see through. So if you have a transparent, let's say that you have a solid crystal, or you have a salt stone, where you can still see the light coming through it. So that is a special halacha, according to the Shitas, and that since you can see through it, it does not have a din of an oil, because it's basically transparent. Remarkable halacha to suddenly come up, and nobody ever heard of it before. Okay. But apparently, this is the shita of some of the Rishonim, and there's even we don't have it in our girsa, but there's even girsas in the Rosh that have it in the Rosh. Okay, now, the next case, one of the issue was the distinction between the Chatzikav HaTzomos for the Nazir and the Rova HaTzomos for everybody else. So for the Nazir, what we mean is a Chatzikav for Giluach. The Nazir is like anybody else when it comes to Tumas Shiva. And we had that case, and the question is that since the conclusion of our Mishnah, so I keep pointing out, this is the Seifa, which we're about to have tomorrow, and over there it says Beferish, that a Nazir is not Megaleach on Tuma from Chatzi Kavatzomas, because it's listing all the Tumas that a Nazir is not Megaleach on. So then that means he's not Megaleach if he's under an oyal. but he is Megaleach, even on a Rov HaKav, if he becomes Tomei through Maga or Maza. And it speaks that Beferish out in the next Mishnah. So the question is, if our Mishnah spoke out the din of the Chatzikav Atzamot, why do we need to repeat it in the next Mishnah? Chatzikav Atzamot. The Mishnah says Beferish. Okay. Rov Atzamot? No. Doesn't that follow automatically? Now, explain to me what we're saying over here when we have to talk out, in that case, that a Nazir does not do Giluach for coming into an oil with a Chatzikav. It says this in tomorrow's Mishnah. Why? Somebody needs to ask you something. Is there at least somewhere in this Chatzikav, in this Rov HaKav, in the next Mishnah, is there one bone that would be the size of a Seorah? So then we know that Tumas Maga Umasa is Mechayev the Nazir to be Megaleach on an Etzem Kisaorah. So why do I have to talk about again, prefer a case of a Rov HaKav? Even if there's only that single bone, if we're talking about Mago Masa, we know that the Nazir is Megaleach, and we already said that in the first part of the Mishnah. So typically, Mishum Etzem Kisaora, the Mishnah spoke out Beferish Etzem Kisaora. As a matter of fact, it spoke out twice, which is weird, because we said the Al Elu is coming to tell me that you would be Megaleach, but only not Be'olel, but Bimagro Bamasa, when it comes to Etzem Kisaora. And then it repeated it again, so it said Al Etzem Kisaora, Bimagro Bamasa. So why the heck did it need to mention it in the Reisha Tosfos says that Kasha? Why does it have to start off by saying Al Elu, Al Nozer Megaleach? So, wow, I'd like to do that. Just stick out a hand and then it just, that's amazing. Yitzi, you got to teach me how that happened. So the question is, it's just repetitious. First you say Al Elu, and then you say the very halacha that the Al Elu is coming to teach. So that Tosfos asks, that seems to be completely redundant. And he says, okay, but sometimes we find that in the Mishnah. It's called that the Mishnah is Tana V'hadim Lefarish. So the Al Elu makes it very clear, some things are B'maga only. What are those things? And it talks it out in the Mishnah that we're talking about, the Rov HaKav. Okay, but now the question is, in the second part of the Mishnah, where it says that a Rov HaKav Atzamot is Betame B'maga, is it talking about that there was a single bone there that was the size of an Etzem Kisaira? Then I don't need to know this halacha. So it must be coming to tell me, Ela de Ikmach Ikmuche. It's talking about that these bones were ground up, so that now what you have is powdered bone that's like flour, basically. And there, even though you don't have a single Etzem Kisaira, but you do have still a Rov HaKav Atzamot. Now I see that Yitzi does not really enjoy the thought of a bag of powdered bone. However, that wasn't what he was reacting to. However, this is actually a commercial product, and it's used by dental surgeons all the time, because implanting teeth in a jaw of a living person that is not sufficiently thick with bone, they first transplant bone as a powder, which then expands the bone of the patient, and then they put in the implant. So that means that this is a pretty common kind of situation where you could have something that would be metame, and it wouldn't have a shear. Obviously, it could only be for oil. It would be metame, not bimaga, because there's no way to touch it. But it would be mitame b'masa.
Rebbe, is this a towing issue then?
What?
He called Yossi Kowalski's office because he might have bone in the office because he does operations?
I don't believe that they use Jewish bones. But if you're talking about being in the office, you're talking about Tumasayo. Right? And we don't have the shear here. Okay. All right. So next, Al Aver Menameit, Al Aver Menachai, Shiyesh Aleihem basar kara'ui. You remember what the definition of basar kara'ui means? That even if we don't have a kezias of basar, basar kara'ui would be sufficient basar to regenerate the skin and the flesh in the event that this was a living aver. Obviously, now that it's cut off, or the person's aver who grew this aver is dead, it's not going to regenerate. But if it would have been sufficient, that's called basar kara'ui. Now, the question is, if it does not have any kind of basar kara'ui, I understand. You told me that I'm not going to be migaleach or tumas oyel, but I'm not migaleach as a nazir on a tuma of the etzab kisa'ira either, or on rova atzamais either. But I am if I'm going to be mitame b'masa, right? So now the question is, what about an aver that does not have basar kara'ui? If the nazir is no say, would he be able to, would he be mechuyev to be migaleach, or is it not going to be metame bichlal? Now, obviously, if it has a etzem kisaora, you'll be tame because of carrying an etzem kisaora. So we've got to be talking about a small aver that is complete, but does not have an etzem kisaora. So what's the din? Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Even maga or masa of an aver, she'ina lav basar kara'ui, is not going to be b'chayev the nazir b'giluach. Whereas Rish Lakish says, it absolutely will. So that means that there is a whole list of things that we have which would not be metame, the nazir, to be megaleach in an oyel, but would be mechayev the nazir to be megaleach b'maga u'b'masa. This means that the etzem kisara is not metame anybody but oyel. And then there are those things that are not metame the nazir b'oyel. And that would include the chatzi kav atzomais, the roiva kav, the roiva lug of dam, and it would include, according to Reish Lakish, a aver min achai or a aver min amet, in which there is not sufficient basar to regenerate. And there, if he put it, touched it, or carried it, put it in a bag and carried it, then he would be tummy, according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, listen, man, read the Mishnah. Of course, a nazir is not megaleach because the Mishnah says beferish. Al aver min amet, al aver min achai, sheyesh lem basar kara'ui. Okay, read. What does that mean to you? Sheyesh aleihem basar kara'ui. And only there, this Gersa obviously got confused here. Only if they have basar kara'ui, then the nazir is megaleach. Aval ein aleihem basar kara'ui? No. Says it very clearly. Says Reish Lakish, no. You are megaleach, because if, in fact, you wouldn't be megaleach at all, then why doesn't it list in the Sefer all the things, which everything else that the Nazir is not megaleach, it lists, even though they're the opposite of the things that are in the first part of the Mishnah, why doesn't it say in the Sefer, Aver min achai, or Aver min amet, she'ein aleihem basar kara'ui? It doesn't say in the Sefer that's one of the things that a Nazir does not megaleach on. You know why? Because he is. That's the point. You can't only be medayik from the Reisha. And Rabbi Yochanan says, why in the world would the Sefer simply repeat the things in the Reisha if I know how to read? If the Reisha says no, so then that means the Sefer has to tell me again that he is in megaleach? That's crazy. Why would I need that? What do you mean, why would you need it? We just saw that there's exactly that thing between the Reish and the Sefer about the etzem kisaora, or about the case of the rova kav atzomais, or the rova, what do you mean? Why would the... No, says Rabbi Yochanan. If it's not metame at all, then the Mishnah doesn't repeat it. I know how to read the first Mishnah. So kolecha demashma michlola. If it says that it's not, so that the nazir is not megaleach, it says it's only megaleach on sheyesh basar kara'ui, then obviously if ain basar kara'ui, ain a nazir megaleach. Why repeat it? I don't say that over again in the Sefer. What? Says the Gemara, what do you mean you don't say it in the Sefer? Of course you say it again in the Sefer. We just had the case. Didn't we have a chatzi kav atzamos? I know how to read the Reish. The Reish says that nozers megaleach a chatzi kav atzamot. Okay, what does that mean? That on less than chatzi kav atzamot, he's not megaleach. I know how to read. Nonetheless, even though it's mashma chatzi kav atzamot in and rova atzamot lo, nonetheless, it repeats in the Sefer, Rova Atzamot. There you go. And it says over there that the Nazir is not Metame Be'oel. Oh, come on, says Rabbi Yochanan. Obviously, over there, the Halacha is different. There's tremendous Chiddush in the Sefer, because the Nazir is Megaleach B'maga U'B'masa. So if it wouldn't have said in the Sefer that whole thing, and hadn't listed Rova Atzamot, I would have thought that when the Mishnah says a Nozir is not Megaleach on less than a Chatzikav, it means he's not Megaleach at all. Even if it's B'maga, B'masa is not Megaleach, not only not Ba'ol. I need to talk it out. Salach Yitzchak L'Mitzvah, I need to talk it out in the next part of the Mishnah, that a Rova Atzamot Ba'ol would not be Metame. To teach me that, yes, Al Ahilanu Dein a Nozir Megaleach, but in terms of Maga V'masa, he is Megaleach. Mashenkin over here, it's not Metame at all. So why should I mention it? The Mishnah said already in the Reish, it's not Metame if it is less than that shear. So therefore, it is not in any way Beduyik from the Mishnah, Tanya's Rib, Rib Yochanan. And now, wait a minute, that's true about Chatzi Kav. But what about Chatzi Lug Dam? Chatzi Lug Dam, well, over there, I mean, I know how to read, right? It mashma only a chatzi lug dam, and less than that, not. Revi is dam, not. Vikatani b'sefer, revi is dam. It repeats again in the sefer that a nozer is not megaleach on revi is dam. How do you explain that? Now, that's in order to tell me, don't consider the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. That's the point. So, hasam lafukim in Rabbi Akiva. Because since Rabbi Akiva said that Ravi is dam, a nozer is migaleach aleihem. That's the correct Yirsa. So Memela, the Mishnah, wants you to be very clear that we do not paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And there's no way that a nozer will be migaleach in an ohel with a Ravias haluk. So now what is the actual case? Hi, Avram and Amit. Techidami. We're arguing about an Avram and Amet without sufficient Basar to regenerate. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not Metame, even B'magum B'masa, and the Nazir would not be Megaleach, and Reish Lakish says it is. Okay, first can you describe this Avram and Amet? What are we referring to? Echidami. Idiid pe etzem kisora, obviously, if there would be an etzem kisora, so how could Rabbi Yochanan possibly say, my time in Rabbi Yochanan, that he's not going to be tamei for giluach, even if he touches it? Even if he carries it? Why? We know that he is going to be tamei, says beferish, that an etzem kisora is metame b'mago b'matzah. And if this Eva does not have an etzem kisora, so where does Reish Lakish come off with this new idea? Where does he see it? That the halacha is that a nazir would be megaleach on an eiver that has neither an etzem kisaora nor sufficient basar, not only not a kezias, but not even basar karaui for regeneration. Amalacha Reish Lakish. Of course it's talking about that doesn't have an etzem kisaora, obviously, otherwise what's my chiddush? But nonetheless, I'm telling you that I have a very good basis. My basis is the pasuk. I'll show you that afilo hachi rachmana ravye, the pasuk specifically adds this particular case of ein bo basuk ra'ui to the inyanim that is b'chayev giluach of a nazir. I see this. It's not my chiddush. This I'm going to prove to you from a braisa. Now, it's not as simple as it sounds, because it's going to take us a long time to hear the entire raya that Reish Lakish brings, because basically what he's going to do, he's going to bring us two brises and try to make them make sense together. And then after doing that, then he's going to show that there's a specific halacha that's talking about an aver without a shear. So the problem is that it takes us way into the next daf. So I don't know. I try to behave. Let's see. Let's see how it goes. Okay. So Amar Lachor Reish Lakish. L'yoylam d'les b'etzem k'seira. And we have... You know, if you can pull the Yitzi stunt, then I'll be happy to do it. Go ahead. So Brisa says like this. V'chol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh b'chal al cherev o b'meit. So we have this whole posuk that talks about the various things that would be metame. And it says, kol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh b'chal al cherev o b'meit o b'etzem adam o v'kover yitma shivat yamim. So talks over there about the dinim of v'chipes begadav and v'yizah tohar latameh, the whole parsha of Parah Aduma that gives us over the halachas of Tuma v'taira, not in the context of Naziras. So let's see what is included, in fact, in that pasuk. There's an awful lot of information over there because it gives us a whole list of things. What did those things mean, every one of those things? So let's start at the top. Kol asher yiga al pnei hasadeh. What is the meaning of the words al pnei hasadeh? Ze hamahil al pnei hamit. Since it's talking about your being outside. So in other words, we're not talking about tumas ohel, which is mentioned separately. So the person is walking by al pnei hamit. So what happens? He becomes an ohel over the mate, right? Okay, so then this is our first getter of Tuma. It's not what we usually mean when we say Tumas Ohel, which is that you enter into the same space in which the mate is. This is, yes, it's called Ohel, but it's an Ohel, which is essentially a direct maga of the Tuma HaMeit to the person as it is transmitted in a beam, so to speak, and it's a tight beam. It's a laser beam. It's a coherent beam. He has to be directly over the mate, and then it will be metamehim. Okay, so that's a maya. Then when it says, b'chalal. Now, does it really matter to me whether this guy was shot, stabbed, or died of a heart attack? He's dead. Why do we need to be talking about how it is that he died? Therefore, the real meaning of the pasuk, when it starts talking about b'chalal, is not referring to the mace as a whole. It's referring to a piece of a person that is mechulal, that is halal. It has been killed. And how is that? It was amputated. So that refers to an Eiver Min HaChai, and it has enough basar on it that it would live if it were still connected. Now, that's not being read from the pasuk. That's halacha l'meshi b'Sinai. That's the Eiver we're referring to. But the pasuk is merames the basic halacha, that an Eiver min achai is metame. The next word is b'chalal cherev. Ah, that teaches me an amazing halacha, which is chalal harehu kecherev. So that in the event, normally what happens is, if you'll recall, of course, that we have an attenuation always of the level of Tuma on each step. But once you have a cherev, there's no attenuation. So in other words, if somebody touches the cherev, which is the thing that had touched the mace, obviously, so then even though he hasn't touched the mace, he's just pulled the knife out of his chest, he's still going to be Tumei Shivas Yomim, he'll need Azoya Shlishivishvi, as if he actually touched the mace itself. That's a big chiddush. There's a big machlokas rishonim about whether this is only true about a metal cherev, or about whether that is true of any kind of kli that has touched the mace directly, that is makabel tuma. So the Rambam paskins, it is not dafka a metal. It is any type of kli that would be mekabel tuma is mekabel tuma as if it's avi avota tuma in terms of being metame others. The Ravid says it's ridiculous. This is special din in cherev. The only halacha that we have about other kelim is called bechiburim. Bechiburim means that as long as something is connected to the mace and you touch that which is currently in touch with the mace, that then enochinami, it's as if you touch the mace, but that's not because the level of the tumah of the kli is avia vota tumah. Avia vota tumah, that is true, but it's only on matechet. Okay, so basically the Rambam and the Ramban and other Rishonim, there's a Ri also that holds this. They hold like the Rambam. However, the Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, the Ravid, and others hold that it's only bikli matechet. So this halacha is a big machlokas, but fine. This is where we learn it from. Chalal cherev, that means that the chalal equals the cherev. Because otherwise, obviously, what do I care how we killed this person? So chalal cherev teaches us cherev, hareza kechalal, so that the sword that, or the knife that's sticking out of his chest is the same thing as the body itself. Then it goes on to say, O be'etzem adam, O be'kever, yitma shivat yamim. So what is the O be'mate, O be'etzem? So O be'mate, that refers to an aver that was min ha'mate, because it already said al p'nei ha'mate. So therefore, the halal that it said before that we learned was talking about Eivor min Achai, this is talking about an Eivor that was Nechalal min Hamet, which also has the same Shira Aloch L'Moshe Mishinai, as the Rosh point out, that it is Mitame only where it has Boser, which is sufficient to grow back. And then when it says, Oh, Be'etzem Adam, that's coming to tell me, Rova Atzamot, also the shear of the Rova Atzamot, of course, that is also Ba'aloch L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. But it's telling us that that is also considered to be Mitame, and this is basically an Esmachta to that Ba'aloch L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. And then when it says O Ba'kaver comes to tell me a very special Ba'aloch. Now it's important for us to know this din Bichlal, because of the impact that it has. We've taken it for granted before when we were talking about the Tumas Kever, which is not all that clear. What exactly is a Tumas Kever? Is the person actually being mahil over the mate? What makes the Kever itself Tome? So this is referring to a Kever, Ze Kever Satum. So let's imagine a case in which a body was buried in the ground. So somebody that walks over that body is Tomei. Why? Because he was Mahil over the mate, and he is directly beamed by the Tuma that goes only directly up and directly down. As I say, it's literally like a laser beam. If you're a 1 millionth of a meter away to the side, you are not affected by that Tuma. So it's only, Tuma is Bekea V'Ela, Bekea V'Yored, and it is not going to be Metame anything on the side. But suppose you have a tomb, or you have a box in which there's a mace. So now the question is like this. If it doesn't have any escape holes, and an escape hole would have to be a size of a tefach ala tefach. Furthermore, it is an actual ohel over the mate. What makes it an ohel over the mate? That there is at least a tefach between the top of the body and the sealed box or room. In those two cases, where you have both no openings, it's a kever satum, and you definitely have a surrounding ohel to the mate, what happens then is that the tumah stops acting like a laser beam. And if you walk over that ohel, you will not be tameh, because the fact that the tumah is included in its own ohel, remember that an ohel is a mechitza, also against tumah getting out of the ohel. But what happens over here is a new halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, and that is that the tuma expands to fill the entire kever, and not only that, again, it has no place to escape. It doesn't have a petach through which it would escape. If it does have a petach, then ein achinami. The side of that petach would be metame. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that the entire box or the entire building that you have over here, if you even touch the side, where you're not coming into touch into maga at all with the mate, it doesn't matter. The kever itself, the kever satum, the building, the box, whatever the situation is metame as if you touched the mace. An incredible chiddush, and therefore it would be metame also be'ohel, which means that if you walked over the kever, even though you didn't walk over the mate, maybe this kever is a very big building that was buried under the ground, and you have the mate in it, so then the entire kever is going to be metame, a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. But again, if there wouldn't be this tefach between the top of the mate and the box or the building, then it would be like a laser beam. You walk directly over the mate, the tumah is bokea ve'ela. Okay, so this halacha specifically is the remez in O Bakover. This is this new halacha. We're talking about the idea of a kever satum. And we were talking before about a nazir who makes the naziris in a beit hakfarot and so on. We said he was being metame bekever. Those would be some of the cases that we need to take into consideration. What do we mean when we say that he was mekabel naziris bebeit hakfarot? And we know that, continues the Braita, and we know that you become tamei by walking over a direct over the mate, because tuma bokat viola and bokat vioredet. So there, if there's nothing in between, so then it would be metame. Okay, this is not really part of what we're discussing. It's an interruption, and it isn't clear why we throw that in. Now, when it comes to the question of negia, and this is all part of Reish Lakish, as I said, it takes quite a while for Reish Lakish to be able to prove what it is that he's trying to prove, namely that an Aver that doesn't have Basar in that is Karaui is nonetheless going to be Metame, even though it's not Metame, but oil, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who says it is Metame. Now, Ilu Gabi Negia, let's take a look at another Braisa, because when you're talking about this, this is all about oil. How about Benogea, the din of Negia? What's the din over there? Tanya. So over there it says that since the Pusik also talks about an entirely different thing, V'al ha-nogea be'etzem o be'chalal o be'meit o be'kover, as opposed to the first Pusik, which was talking about to al-pnei ha-sadeh. And here we're talking about a list of things that would be metame be'negia, as opposed to ohel. So it says over there, we do the same type of analysis. What does each one of these words refer to? So, be'etzem, that refers to the din of etzem kisaira. The shir, of course, is halacha l'moshe mi'sinai. Oh, we have be'etzem, oh, be'chalal. So what is that referring to? That's referring to aver that was nechalal min achai ve'ein bo. So now, in the first pasuk that we analyzed, which was referring to Oyel, we were talking about an Aver Minachai that was Nechelal, that does have enough to regenerate. Mashenkin, over here, it does not have. And therefore, it's listed nonetheless in the pasuk as something that would be Metame B'Negia. And then when you say Ovamate, over here, it means the same thing as it meant in the other pasuk. An Aver that was Nechlal min Amet, but that does not have enough Basar, Kera'ui. Kera'ui being defined as Lahalot Arucha, to regrow, to regenerate. And then when it says, oh, Bakover, what is that coming for? That's not actually part of the Braita. This is now Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, I just want to add that Obakover is coming to teach me a halacha of a kever shelifnei hadibur. Now, what happened before Kabbalah Satorah? So then the din of a mate of a Ben Noach and a mate of a Yisrael was exactly the same. The mate of a Ben Noach is mitame, not by oil. This halacha, that there's a difference, that a mate of Yisrael is mitame by oil, is true after Kabbalah Satorah. So now the question is that a retroactive din? So that now, let's say, a Ben Yisrael, who was before, was a Ben to Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and he died before Kabbalah Satorah. Is that kever mitame ba'ayel, or does he have a din of a Ben Noach? Taina is Reish Lakish. When it says obakover, that he was noyea, it's referring to over here a kever that was from before Kabbalah Satorah. And it's coming to tell me that even though there is no din of Tumas Oyal on a Ben Noach or on a Yisrael who had died before Kabbalah Satorah, that nonetheless the din of Maga, even though there hadn't been a halacha of Maga yet at that time, the din of Maga does apply. That's what that is coming to tell me. Now, I would like to prove my point, says Reish Lakish. The Pasuk just talked about an Aver Min HaMeit that does not have Basar Karoui, right? Okay, now I'd like you to explain to me, what is it talking about? It says over here that if you touch it, you're still going to need the Hazoya Shlishi Ushvi. That's what the Pasuk says, Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what kind of Aver do you think it's talking about? If it is an Aver that has an Etzem Kisaora in it, I don't need a special Pasuk. It said over here, Hanogea Be'etzem. And we said that that was the din of an Etzem Kisaira, that it's Betame B'maga. And therefore, if you were Nogea, or Nosei for sure, this Aver, and it had an Etzem Kisaira in it, Rabbi Yochanan, do I need a Pasuk? No, I already know it from the earlier word of Be'etzem. So obviously, if you follow my logic, my dear Rabbi Yochanan, Deletbe Etzem Kisaira. All right, so now what do we have? An Aver that does not have a Seora, that does not have Basar Ra'ui Lahalot Arucha. That's exactly what I said. And here the Pasuk is saying exactly like good old Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish. So I don't know what you're arguing about. The Torah was Beferish Marba, this case, by using the word Chalal. V'afilo Achi Rachmana Rabie. And what do you see? That an Etzem, without an Etzem Kisaira, and nonetheless, if we have a Aver, that Aver will be Matami, not Ba'oel, but will be Matami B'maga, which is exactly the Shita that I am telling you. That's a pretty good Raya. What would Rabbi Yochanan say to such a Raya? Amalecha Rabbi Yochanan, I disagree. I believe that the Aver that we're talking about over here is actually an Aver that does have an Etzem Kisaira. So why do we need to talk about it? I'll tell you why. Because im eno inyan lamaga, oh, it's true that I already know that if you touch it, it would be metame because of the din of the etzem itself kisaora. But what about the halacha of carrying it? We never found that the Torah says on these inyanim that even if you don't touch it, you're nowhere near it. It's in a box that you're carrying or a sack that you're carrying. How do I know that that's metame? Over here it only says the al hanogea. Therefore, im eno inyan lemaga, tneu inyan lemasa. And therefore it's coming to tell me that an aver that would be metame bemaga because of the fact that it has an etzem kisaira, and therefore obviously the etzem kisaira itself is metame, not because of the Aver, but because of the Etzem, and it's metame, even b'masa. That's the Chiddush. But to tell me your Chiddush, Reish Lakish, that even if it doesn't have an Etzem Kisaora, no, sir. That is going overboard. We don't have such a Raya. Okay, so we're left with our machlokas about how to understand one of the cases in which the Nazir is not Megaleach. The question is, would he be Megaleach on the Mago Masa, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish?
Rabbi, can I ask a question about according to Rish Lakish with Yosef Atzadi, is he saying there is a din of a Ben Noach, and that I'm just trying to understand according to that what happened, in what way were they tameh by Masa or by
Maga Masa is metame by Ben Noach. Right, right. The only question over here is that there is a type of kever that is not metame. What is that type of kever that's listed? There's the new kever that is listed over here in this pasuk about nogea. Why do we need a pasuk nogea if we just had a pasuk of oil in the kever? So the Rish Lakish is saying, if we added the kever to the list of veha nogea b'meit o b'kever, it's got to be referring to the type of kever that is not metame the way that a normal kever would be metame today. That must be referring to a kever from before Kabbalah Sater. Okay, Rabbi Zayv. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Rabbi, in the Braisa, I missed the transition. O b'cholol is eber nechol min chai, even if it doesn't have a rucha. What is o b'meisad?
That if it's an eber min amet that doesn't have a kidei lahalot arucha. Same thing we did with the right. Same thing we did with the earlier pasuk, except there we did it in terms of yeshbo kidei lahalot, and it was talking about oyel. No, here it's talking about einlo, and it's talking about maga. That's the whole point, says Rish Lakish. What else are we talking about? Hashem can leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, and the whole point is to add masa. Okay, Rabosai, amazing, amazing. Whew, telling you. So many yonim in this Masechet, chock full of the most incredible things. Like this, you have to learn Oyalos with all the different Gemaras over here. We have everything concentrated here in this wonderful Masechet.